dial your password and press pound. You have 1 new message and 4 saved messages. To review, press 1. First new message sent today at 12 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of four philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Pick up the phone or die in acute agony.
Yeah, okay, I'm here.
No, you're just too good to pick up the phone and answer it, man. You just gotta use your little machine, huh?
You're damn right. What do you think I have the machine for?
For when you're not there. Not
my mom. It's my mom's birthday, and I don't want to go.
Well, you're gonna. You're gonna go. You're gonna neglect your friends. You're gonna go.
Shut your ass!
Shaft, that's for the Phoenix.
What do you want?
Nothing. I checked. Someone's been in the side yard, but no one's touched the phone. It's really weird.
I think you're out of your
mind.
We're
building this little thing in the side yard, you know, like to hold tools on those little sheds. When we are in a cut-down argument with each other at the Phoenix or wherever, I always end up reducing you to laughter. I always...
Well, laughter, but you didn't reduce me to tears.
Oh, no, of course not. Who could?
I don't know.
But when we are like that, I've always been able to end up, you know, just finally saying something that's just so hideous or so good, you just start going...
Oh, don't fake... Why do you fake my laugh so much? I don't understand. You don't do it worth a shit. You don't do it any justice. That's not my laugh, motherfucker. That's one thing you can't imitate. You can't even imitate me.
No, I can do your laugh. I've done...
You can't even imitate me.
Well, no one can, Steve.
Well, I don't know
what?
About that. What?
Yeah, now we're back to being normal again. Thank God.
And I know you know that. I mean, it's, you know, people coming and going all the time.
Well, anyway, there's always something interesting. So what do you say? Is it in or out then, eh?
Huh? Wednesday, 11:13 a.m.
Unfortunately, you're probably not going to get this message on time, but an historic event is taking place today at 1:23 p.m., 1:23 and 45 seconds on 6789. You get it? 1:23:45, 6789. It's once every 100 years, and it's happening today.
Well, let's just open a window and see how we're doing here. Open a window on the spaceship here.
To breathe.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Okay, yeah, we're really accelerating now. We may hit the legitimacy barrier any moment, and what scientists tell us, when we hit that barrier, at that point, this box should become a completely legitimate voicemail box for Bill. Okay, hold on. We're getting the numbers in. Okay, the number's in. 7799, and that is a 5-minute outgoing. Yes, twice, more than twice the time you get on this box to listen to our entertainment. However, if you do have a short attention span, any time during that outgoing or right after with a little pause, you can press 1, 2, or 3 on your touchtone keypad. There may be other numbers added later, but for right now, for 1, it's Mr. Chemist's box. Number 2 is the 993 version of this box that you can leave a message on, because you can't leave a message on the voice box. And number 3 is Captain Comfort. And, well, you'll figure it out. We're really accelerating now. The energy required to accelerate it to this speed, 65% speed flight, is incredible. And this box, I can see the barrier up ahead. It's a glowing barrier. And there's a sort of, I can see the woman. I can see the voice of the voicemail, that woman's voice we're so familiar with. The woman who tells you to start your message now, I can see her sort of vaguely. We may hit the barrier any second. I don't think we'll put it on this outgoing. I think we'll hit it in one more outgoing. I'll call up as soon as we're about to hit. Remember, time is different here. We're about to hit here, but it might be days you hear it. But at that point, this box will become legitimate. Thank you, everyone, for having called. Don't forget, 7799. Okay, we're really getting close now. It's getting hard to breathe. The air's rushing out the window. I hope we make it, everybody. We'll keep in touch, I promise. Okay. We're getting close. Oh, God. Oh, God.
End of message.
You may start your message now.
Oh, God, here it comes.
End of message.
You may start your message now.
I love voicemail.
I love voicemail.
Voice jail.
492 system does rule.
The mailbox community, the mailbox world.
Your outgoings have gotten interesting, and I think it's time you be inducted into the voicemail hall of fame.
Voice jail.
Easy to do. Go ahead and try.
You have reached 492.
Well, that's a pretty funny thing
out
there.
Voice jail.
I notice we're the only ones up at this time of the day.
Can't help but sound bizarre.
Pretty soon I'm going to be running the voice jail. I'm going to be running the 492 system. All the voice mailers will be mine.
Yes, this is a representative of Ready Phones Incorporated. I'm on to all of you. I'm on to all of you, and I'm tracking you down one by one. You'll see. You'll see. You'll see.
No one gives a damn what you think. Damn, well, damn. Damn it. This son of a bitch gets off my distribution list right now. Damn it. Isn't that right?
I think what the National Cynical Network is trying to do with their new hit single, Damn It, is encapsulate the bottled in frustrations of an entire generation and give expression to the inner turmoil that is felt by young people in today's society. Damn It is like a lone voice crying in the wilderness. It is the voice of a lone soul crying out in the face of an unfeeling universe that is indifferent to its hopes, its dreams, its needs, its passions, its fears. It takes all of the deferred dreams of an entire culture and flings it back in the face of God and says, poo-poo, poo-poo on you. It seems that... Oh, I'm sorry. I have a job interview to go to.
Well, hi there, Mr. Stevens. Come in, sit down.
Thank you.
First off, I want to welcome you to the offices of Tech Corp. And my name is Mr. Durden. I'll be interviewing you for the position of file clerk. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and exactly why do you want to work for us as a file clerk?
Well, I've been very interested in being a file clerk. I think I've been adept at alphabetizing things and dealing with files. I feel that I can do a good job. I'm conscientious. I'm reliable.
Right. Well, that's the most important thing right there. Can you tell me a little bit about the last job that you had as a file clerk and what it is that you liked about the job?
Well, I like the routine. I liked being able to come in at a regular time and.
Right.
I enjoy file clerking quite a bit.
All right. Well, was there anything about the job that you didn't like?
God, I'm just sitting here having this interview and these horrible, sick fantasies keep going through my head. How can my mind come up with such extreme violence? And why now? Why do I think these hateful things? What's wrong with me? Am I crazy? Am I sick? Listen to the hateful things that my mind comes up with. I must be crazy.
What kind of complaints were you getting?
I don't feel so good.
Oh, well...
stomach... I feel a bit squeamish.
Well, take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath.
I feel a
relax.
Bit squeamish.
No, just please.
I think...
No, don't!
I think I'm...
Are you
going
to get... No. Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. I can't stand to watch people vomit. I have an aversion to people vomiting. It makes me...
Oh, here.
It makes me... Oh, there's...
And so there the two of us were, vomiting. We vomited up all the bile and sickness that was in us. We vomited up all the loneliness that we had kept in our hearts for so long. And it wasn't long before others started vomiting too. It wasn't long before we started Puke Club. We would steal actual vomit from trendy restaurants that rich bulimic women attended, and then we would stay up all night turning the real vomit into fake plastic vomit. Then we would sell the fake vomit back to upscale trendy novelty stores. We were selling them their own stupid vomit right back to them. I decided to quit upgrading my Denon stereo system. I threw off the confines of my materialistic yuppified life. No more starched white button collar Calvin Klein shirts. No more copying memos and checking my email. No more beepers and fax machines and staring blank-eyed at sharper image catalogs. On Saturday nights, it was all thick, heaving streams of vile-smelling stomach enzymes and rancid chunks of partially liquefied puke flying through the air. It was glorious. Grown men vomiting all over each other. They purged themselves of all the pent-up angst and rage of their generation. And at the end of the night, there was nothing left but an enormous pool of vomit.
Rule number one. You never talk about Puke Club. Rule number two, only one single serving of Ipecac per member. Third rule is, if it's your first time at Puke Club, you have to puke. Fourth rule is... Our parents got to fight and die in wars, while all we got to do was watch the Brady Bunch and listen to a flock of seagulls. And Dig, we're really cheesed off about that.
The Washington Post declares Puke Club a hard-hitting action thriller that stirs your guts, moves your heart, and pukes right in your face. The New York Times reports that Puke Club is a film so engaging that puke clubs have started to spring up all over America. So good, I stole the CD soundtrack, raves Rex Reed. I have seen the future of cinema, and it is Puke Club, declares Roger Ebert. I know it's a movie. There was popcorn, said Gene Siskel of the Chicago Tribune. Michael Medved trumpets, if you only see one movie about men puking all over each other this year, make sure it's Puke Club.
Puke Club is rated R for regurgitation. Read the Bantam book. Visit PukeClub.com. Buy the special edition DVD. Play the pinball game. Enjoy Puke Club foodstuffs and novelties. Get the t-shirt.
I see genius at work here. By exposing the materialistic cliches of the West, he underscores its excruciating banality.
End of message.
It's AC/DC live. The salt choke on their own vomit. Yeah, well, the singing of AC/DC really did it to the roof. He literally drowned in vomit. He vomited so much. His friend that was drinking with him that night said it did not roll down the windows for some reason because he didn't want Bond to get cold or something. So somehow that's attributed to his demise.
Do you mind drowning in warm vomit?
Warm vomit, sir?
Cold is bad.
He wanted him in warm, yes, he wanted warm vomit.
Locally, your voicemail box calls my voicemail box.
Right. It's in computer language these days, it's called non-real time. I'm sure you've heard that. Mm-hmm. But it means that I don't have to be there right at my phone. And once you get used to this, it is terrific.
You know how you always do that thing? Well, if you dial 8817 on your touchtone phone, you will find out that it goes 8817. No. It's like the first four notes of that pattern. The tones to my mailbox are like the first four notes of that Russian dirge song. That's 8103. Da 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 da. You know that song? Well, 8103 is 8103. So that's very interesting. I just noticed that. Cosmic coincidence.
Friday, 6:26 p.m.
By the way, John Taberski found this guy at 8012, and he seems to think he's some kind of voice jailer or something. But I've sent him messages and stuff, and so this is the kind of response I get. Say, my friend, what do you guys say about me sending you messages and all? Come on, tell little angel what you'd be thinking about me sending you messages. Yeah, would you care to share a tomato sandwich with me, darling? Now, here's a message from Slick Rick.
You have quite an interesting point there. Anyways, I guess it boils down to one of these things where it's like you choose your response in life to whatever, whether it's a good situation or a bad situation. And somehow you kind of make sense. This is quite interesting. And I know that when you are in a position where people see you as having everything, then you're the one who is living with life, whether you're seeing it with contentment or dissatisfaction. So that's pretty interesting. I do have this one interesting poem that I had written one time many years ago, but I'll tell you that some other time. Anyways, you know where to reach me at, and let's keep in touch. This is pretty interesting. And again, my name is Rick. And what is your name? Thank you. Goodbye.
And, Illy, well, you know, Illy's got one over on you because he refuses to talk to you, huh? And yet you just can't let that be. You just can't let that be that he refuses to talk to you. And so you just continuously try to needle him in one way or another, yeah. Either directly or indirectly, till you get his attention like a little four-year-old child. Trying to get Mommy and Daddy's attention. Look at me, standing on my head. Look, look.
Message discarded.
I'm thinking of ripping your throat out. I'm thinking of taking a knife and putting it in your guts, ripping and ripping and ripping.
Negative comments are meant to be helpful. Today you are compatible with Scorpio, and that's your astrological forecast for today. Be sure to call again tomorrow.
This is Mr. Wonder, thing called Magic Fresh. I'm talking to you on a Friday night. We're having a really good time. We're listening to our Leonard Skinner album, One More From the Road. And on this side, we're listening to right now. I guess we're listening to Traveling Man. After this, Come Whiskey Rock and Roll. And after that, it's Sweet Home Alabama. And who knows when you're going to hear this message. So as far as I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you that I made this message 5 minutes before you heard it. How do you like that? Tabotics, thank you very much for the information. We will hang tight. Hopefully we'll be able to make sure everything works out just smooth and, you know, everything will work out just fine. But hey, no, just hang tight. Don't get mellowed out, man. Don't worry about it. Everything's moving, man. We were listening to Frank Zappa, Mothers of Invention, earlier. live at the Fillmore East, 1971, but now we're listening to Leonard Skinner. And I already told you that, didn't I? Okay, well, hey, take it easy, man, okay? Hey, have you ever read the lyrics to Guns N' Roses album? I read the lyrics, and they're good for the stupid lyrics that they are good, you know. Don't talk much more about them, you know, just fucking this rad-ass, irresponsible lifestyle, but hey, they do it good, you know, the way they present it. Okay, well, hey, you have a great night, okay?
Have you ever thought about my responsibilities?
Yes.
Have you ever had a single moment's thought about my responsibilities?
Yes, I see.
Have you ever thought for a single solitary moment about my responsibilities to my employers?
Be quiet.
Does it matter to you at all that I have signed a letter of agreement, a contract, in which I have accepted that responsibility?
Shut up!
Do you have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is, do you?
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Has it ever occurred to you what would happen to my future if I were to fail to live up to my responsibilities? Has it ever occurred to you?
Be quiet!
Has it?
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Imagine your pain as a white ball of healing light. It moves over your body, healing you. Now keep this going, remember to breathe, and step forward through the back door of the room. Where does it lead? To your cave. Step forward into your cave. That's right. You're going deeper into your cave. You're going to find your power animal.
Slide.
Eliminated any interruptions or distractions. You've eliminated any interruptions or distractions. You've eliminated any interruptions or distractions. You've eliminated any interruptions or distractions.
Saturday, 10:38 a.m. from...
At about 2 a.m. in the morning, do you have no life but just to call me and put, like, nothing insignificant or nothing significant? I mean, I don't understand what your trip is. All I can say is one thing, and that's get a life.
End of message.
Also, I'm a firm believer that those who you don't get along with are most definitely beholders of similar characteristics.
I seek your approval, yet I despise you all.
The old Ed Note thing, and the disco woman thing. Definitely, if you don't get along with her so well and she doesn't get along with you so well, it's because you both express similarities that neither one of you want to face in yourself.
If you are a male, press 1. If you are a female, press 2.
This is your life, isn't it? I mean, you spend your whole day trying to figure out and try to put something on this box. I mean, come on now, why don't you grow up a little bit? You need to grow up. How old are you supposed to be, 20-something? You act like a fucking 13-year-old.
If you are under 18 years old, press 1. If you are 18 to 24, press 2. If you are 25 to 34, press 3. 35 to 54, press 4. Or if you are over 55, press 5.
Grow up. Grow up.
Why do you act and talk like you're about 18 or 19? When you damn well are 27 years old, you're a big girl. You should be some kind of business professional. You shouldn't be playing around with a bunch of teeny bops. I haven't learned my lesson yet, but then I'm only 21, you know? So I kind of can get away with it.
to dig it. The things that you don't like about Melissa are the exact same things that you don't like to admit that you possess, you know, or that you exhibit.
Thank you.
I don't know if you'll fight me tooth and nail on that, but if you ever want to go around the rosy on that one, I'll go to you, go with you to the limit until you see it. I'm patient enough to go to the very limit, overrule all your objections, show out the absurdity of all your contradictions. No problem. Whenever you want to do it, we'll do it. I doubt you'll ever want to do it, though.
If you are experiencing an annoyance call problem and you're subscribing to this service, you can dial in a set of digits that would send that information to Pacific Bell so that we can trace that for you to alleviate your annoyance call problem. Hopefully cut down on
that.
That
would help with obscene calls.
It sure would.
Okay. Anything else?
There's repeat calling.
Repeat calling.
Where you call a number and it's busy. You push a couple of buttons on your touchtone pad, and your phone will automatically redial that number until it gets connected. So you don't have to keep dialing it yourself.
Anything else?
There's repeat calling.
Repeat calling.
Where you call a number and it's busy. You push a couple of buttons on your touchtone pad, and your phone will automatically redial that number until it gets connected.
That would help with obscene calls.
It sure would.
Okay. Anything else?
There's repeat calling.
Repeat calling.
Where you call a number and it's busy. You push a couple of buttons on your touchtone pad, and your phone will automatically redial that number until it gets connected. So you don't have to keep dialing it yourself.
Anything else?
There's repeat calling.
Repeat calling.
Where you call a number and it's busy. You push a couple of buttons on your touchtone pad, and your phone will automatically redial that number until it gets connected.
Anything else?
There's repeat calling.
Repeat calling.
Where you call a number and it's busy. You push a couple of buttons on your touchtone pad.
Anything else?
You push a couple of buttons on your touchtone pad so you don't have to keep dialing it yourself.
That would help with obscene calls.
It sure would.
I like that service.
It's pretty handy.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like to call my wife sometime.
That was actually Ronald's idea, not my idea. You've been listening to episode 8 of Midnight Voice Jail. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and Angel DeMonique, compiled and edited by Phineas Narco, with material provided by Ronald Redball, Alexander T. Newport, and Angel DeMonique. Visit us on the web at www.geocities.com/voicejail. Thanks to the National Cynical Network and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.